This is KUT. Out of the 102 fatalities in Austin last year, 30 of the people who died were pedestrians. 2 were bicyclists and 15 were on motorcycles. The city of Austin has put together a Vision Zero plan to try and reduce fatalities and serious injuries on the road. All this week, we're taking a close look at the plan in our series, The Road to Zero. As KUT's Kate McGee reports, when it comes to pedestrian fatalities, getting to zero could be tough in a city that's just not very walkable.
Adrian White came home one morning 2 months ago and found a note on her door. It was from an Austin police officer. It said her father was in critical condition at Brackenridge Hospital. When she got to the hospital,
they told me that he had a pretty bad accident.
White's dad was walking her dog around 7:30 on the evening of March 4th. While he was crossing 7th Street at Kamal, in the crosswalk, a drunk driver ran into him and the dog.
My dad was rushed to the ER with a traumatic brain injury and many fractures along the left side of his body.
Her uncle Dennis, her father's brother, came to Austin to be with her dad so White could go back to work.
My uncle was walking to the hospital every day to visit my dad.
A week after the accident, on March 11th, Dennis texted White to let her know he was on his way to the hospital. It was around 5 in the morning. But her uncle never made it to the hospital. White panicked. She called nearby hospitals, but he wasn't there either.
So I called my aunt, his wife. I actually texted her first and asked if she had heard from Dennis. And that's when she called me and told me that we had lost him that morning.
As Dennis was crossing the I-35 frontage road between 11th and 12th Streets, he was hit by a car and killed, less than a mile from where his brother had been hit a week earlier.
Obviously, I was devastated. I couldn't believe it. The proximity of the two incidences and their similarities.
According to police, an elderly woman didn't see Dennis crossing the street. It was dark, and there are no streetlights between 11th and 12th Streets. Dennis was not in the crosswalk. Bad lighting, pedestrians crossing mid-block, drunk driving. Both of these crashes include just a few of the contributing factors common in the 30 pedestrian fatalities in Austin last year.
Well, I've always known that this town is not very safe for pedestrians or cyclists. You know, you think as long as there are crosswalks in place, you feel a sense of security. And until something like this happens and it hits so close to home, you hear about it, but you don't realize how bad the problem is.
It's a problem the city is trying to address with Vision Zero, a set of recommendations to reduce traffic fatalities in Austin to zero by 2025. Those recommendations include analyzing pedestrian crash hotspots, increasing enforcement around crosswalks, expanding pedestrian crossing times, and starting a new pedestrian safety education campaign. But many of the recommendations take time and money. And they're just recommendations. They still need approval from city council or other governing boards. And in a city that is divided by highways and wide, fast roads, trying to change an already existing urban landscape will be a huge undertaking, especially in the short term.
You've got a major highway, and then you get these frontage roads, and along these frontage roads, you have major development, which is, you know, kind of dangerous when you think of it.
That's Commander Art Fortune. He's in charge of Austin Police Highway Enforcement and a member of the Vision Zero Task Force. He says there are a lot of problems that make it dangerous to walk. For one, many parts of the city are poorly lit. He advocates for better street lamps.
Would better lighting have a driver be able to see that person that's walking into traffic? Because people are going to make mistakes, whether they be impaired or just having a bad day and they just decide to cross at a place where it maybe wasn't the best place.
The report says the city and Cap Metro will evaluate the need for better lighting at intersections, but there are no hard recommendations or goals to improve lighting. Light poles cost about $7,000 each. Sidewalks are another issue. The city only has about half the sidewalks it's supposed to. And if the city keeps building sidewalks at the current rate, it will be 200 years before the city has all the sidewalks it needs.
People have to either hug the roadway and they're in the roadway, or they don't want to walk on the grass because the grass is like 12 feet.
The report recommends something called complete streets, which means designing streets that are safe for motorists, bikers, and pedestrians. But funding is still a factor, and it doesn't answer the question, what do you do to fix already existing streets in the city? Another issue is the lack of crosswalks. Sometimes people have to walk a half mile or more to reach an intersection. Many officials and experts say it's unrealistic to assume people will do that, especially if they are elderly or disabled.
I can personally understand, hey, you know, I'm looking left and right. I don't see anybody. Can I cut across?
They need to go where they need to go, and there isn't good infrastructure for them to be able to get there.
That's Tom Wald, one of the members of the city's pedestrian advisory committee.
That's the thing. We're putting people in impossible situations. To go anywhere, they have to put themselves in a dangerous situation. This isn't about people, individuals making bad choices. This is about our government making bad choices.
The city's transportation department has started safety improvement projects at 5 high-crash intersections, and they installed pedestrian hybrid beacons to increase the number of pedestrian crossings. Those are those lights that turn red when a pedestrian pushes a button to cross the street.
Wait to cross Guadalupe at 31st.
The city expects to install 6 more of those this year. They've also started something called a fatality review board. The board examines each traffic fatality to see if there are ways to improve safety. The Vision Zero philosophy accepts that people will make mistakes. The question is, how do we make sure those mistakes aren't fatal? It's easy to blame the pedestrian or the driver when crashes happen. The city's transportation department says some of these crashes are unique, with factors that are just out of their control. Tom Wald says that's not the right way to look at Vision Zero or traffic safety.
A transportation agency could say, well, if someone's going to drive drunk, we can't change that. And sure, but what you could do is make it safer for people walking and biking. You can make it safer for other road users by working into the system knowing that some people are going to make mistakes.
Pedestrian advocates say the biggest challenge is the most necessary. There needs to be a culture shift when it comes to how law enforcement and the driving public view pedestrians in our city.
When you're in a car, it's really easy to look at the environment outside your car and not treat the people you see in a humane way. And I think that's something you have to constantly remind yourself, that that person there, their life matters. It matters to their loved ones and so on.
This is the sound of the sliding doors at the Central Texas Rehabilitation Center, where Adrian White's father was for nearly 2 months. Now he's at a nursing home, waiting to see if he can receive funding for cognitive therapy elsewhere. White says he's still confused and disoriented, and she hasn't told him yet that his brother was killed.
We're not sure he would remember tomorrow if we told him today, but if he does, we know he would be absolutely destroyed, and it would probably be very detrimental to his rehabilitation.
It's still unclear if he will make a full recovery.
It might be too early to tell, but I'm not sure if my dad will ever be the same.
Adrian's uncle, Dennis White, is one of 9 pedestrian fatalities in Austin so far this year. Kate McGee, KUT News.
Thank you.